Avelo Airlines has announced it will cease all West Coast operations by the end of 2025. The decision comes amid scrutiny over the airline's contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to operate deportation flights. Second District Supervisor Michelle Bushnell confirmed the news earlier this week.
We got noticed 2 days ago that Avelo will have their last flight, I believe it's December 2nd of 2025. And what it means for Humboldt County, despite any feelings about Avelo and keeping politics out of it, is just less services for Humboldt County and less opportunities for affordable flights. I never like to see things leave Humboldt County, and especially in our time right now, you know, economics are huge. Our businesses aren't doing well. People utilize those cheaper flights for business, for medical reasons. Also, it allows people to travel into Humboldt County for a cheaper price so that they can spend money in our county. And so it just is a lost opportunity when, you know, we lose airlines coming in and out.
Bushnell said Avelo's departure will leave Humboldt County and other rural communities with fewer options for affordable air travel, impacting not only local tourism and business, but also access to essential medical care. For some residents, the consequences are personal. Doug Colbert spoke with KMA News on the impacts to his family.
My wife, Jennifer, has stage 4 breast cancer. She was being treated in near Atlanta, Georgia, at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And through their foundation, which is a private foundation, they were able to cover our flights for almost 8 years for both of us. So we never had to pay for our plane flights. And we'd get the bill, like the invoice, and it'd be about $1,300 to $1,600 every time we'd fly over there. But Cancer Treatment Centers of America actually paid for those flights. And so that's what allowed us to go to Atlanta to get her the best care that she needed. And then about the same time that they sold the hospital, they were bought out by City of Hope. They stopped paying for flights for patients to come. So City of Hope had a hospital in Southern California, which was closer to us. So we didn't have to fly clear across the country. And since we were going to have to start paying for our own travel, Avelo was our best option. The first flights that we were getting round trip tickets for $50 when they first started out. So you can't beat that. Both of us flying for $100.
With Avelo offering budget fares, the family was able to afford ongoing cancer treatment out of the area. Now, that financial lifeline is vanishing.
In this instance, she had a scan a month ago, and they didn't like the results, so they're actually having her come back sooner. So she's has a two-month trip. You know, we were just there 2 months ago, paid for that flight, actually a month ago. And now we're going next month and have to pay for another flight, and we're using Avelo. If things are copacetic for this one, she'll probably have to go back again in November, which we're hoping to get one more flight in before the December cutoff, because it's going to be about a $600 difference. And the thing is, you know, I've had discussions with people who says, oh, well, you know, if you catch United at the right time, you can get really cheap flights, which we have, coincidentally. But we have to schedule our flights around her appointments, not the other way around. So we set her appointments, and we have to take the flights that work for those dates.
Despite speculation, Avelo has not cited politics or the boycott as a factor in its exit. In fact, publicly available flight data shows the company's flights into and out of California's Humboldt County Airport remained at normal capacity in the months following the start of the boycott campaign. Avelo has also emphasized that its departure is part of a broader realignment and cost-cutting strategy as it pivots to focus on more profitable East Coast markets. Still, the boycott, launched in response to Avelo's deportation flight contract with the Department of Homeland Security, is ongoing. The airline continues to operate flights in other parts of the country, and its contract with DHS remains active. That's why campaign leaders say their work isn't over.
Ultimately, the aim is to stop these mass deportations, to provide everybody in this country with due process rights, to reverse this sort of mean-spirited, cynical, you know, terrifying policy. That ultimately is the goal for sure. But advocating a boycott of Avelo is a way of pressuring a company that is profiting off of these and A, get that company to stop, and then B, show other companies that they shouldn't be engaging in this sort of unethical behavior just to make a buck.
Matthew Boulay of StopAvello.org argues that consumer pressure is a legitimate tool for accountability.
Every day as consumers, we make lots of decisions about where we're going to spend our money. And I think all of us want to spend our money in ways and on behalf of products and to companies, you know, that are acting in ethical ways in accordance with long-standing values that we hold dear, democratic values like due process and respect for individual rights. And so a boycott is simply a way of saying, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and more importantly, I'm not putting my money where my values aren't. So I don't believe in what this company is doing is appropriate, and therefore I'm not giving them money to continue doing that. You know, I draw my inspiration, and I think many other activists draw their inspiration from the civil rights movement, from the work of Dr. King, from the Montgomery bus boycott. You know, in 1955, the public buses were segregated, and Dr. King, as a very young activist, he was in his 20s, asked the people of Montgomery, Alabama, to stop riding the public buses until they desegregated. And what they thought would take a few weeks or months ended up taking more than a year. And what that literally meant was folks were walking miles to work or miles to school instead of taking the bus. So they did this boycott, you know, at extreme sacrifice to themselves. They walked all year long. And the summers are hot and humid. But it was a way of standing up for what you believe in. And that's a value that I think all of us hold dear, is to spend our money with companies, you know, that we are proud of, not appalled by.
But others in the community say the impact is being felt most by working families, not airline executives or federal agencies.
I understand that people, you know, they have their strong political beliefs, but what a lot of people don't really think about, and I've been the same way, is that when they want something like this, like the boycott of Avello, they're not thinking of the people that it's actually affecting.
Supervisor Bushnell agreed that Humboldt County will be left with fewer affordable travel options, and residents who fly for medical care will be hit the hardest.
What it means for Humboldt County, obviously, we're not going to get as many travelers coming in when you have flights that are up to, you know, comparably when they were $350 up to $1,000. People just aren't going to choose to fly, you know, that route because it cuts into your vacation money, right? When you're looking for somewhere to vacation and spend your money, you're not looking to spend all your money on an airplane flight. And so it does affect the folks coming into Humboldt County. Additionally, you know, there are quite a few folks that fly down south for medical reasons. And I know, you know, when you're dealing with cancer or whatever your medical reason is, you already have a lot of expenses that aren't budgeted. And so having to fly down there every 2 to 3 months, you know, I read your interview with Doug Colbert, and I know them personally. I went to high school with Doug and Jennifer. They're my age, and I know that they, you know, Jennifer is in the fight for her life. She has stage 4 breast cancer, and she has to fly down there, and she's not alone. There are many folks that fly out of the area for medical care, and so it just means an increase in an expense for them, and it's not an option. They have to get down there, and so that just makes it so much more difficult when you're trying to save your life.
Boulay, however, maintains that deportation flights under the current administration are unprecedented in scope.
Yeah, I mean, no administration has ever engaged in mass deportations like the current administration. First of all, it is shrouded in rhetoric of hatefulness and anger. You know, it's a very ugly public conversation from the administration about the role of immigrants in this country. So there's a hatefulness that plagues and undermines all of this immigration discussion because of the administration's stance. But secondly, the process itself is being contorted or perverted in ways we've never seen. When we talk about due process means that every single one of us has a right to our day in court. If you're arrested for whatever it is, you have a right to go in front of a judge and argue your case. That is being completely ignored by this administration. So immigrants also have that right. And every previous administration, Democrat and Republican, has respected that right. And the Trump administration has simply ignored that right. That's what due process is. And I think people can think about it in their own lives. If you were issued a speeding ticket, you have a right to contest it. That's what due process is. To not have that right is to have a very fundamental American liberty and privilege be taken from you. So that's never happened before. And then while it's true that other airlines have flown deportation flights in the past under previous administrations, it's always been during periods where the due process rights were respected. So it's never the case, never been the case that a commercial airline has flown deportation flights the way Avello is doing it now. Folks who never got their day in court, and frankly, who are being deported to countries where they have no connection, not the country of origin. And that's inhumane. You can't, in any sort of good conscience, send somebody to a country where they have no ties, don't speak the language, have no support system, and just kick them off at the airport. They're going to be very vulnerable. And that's not what America stands for. America is a country that has always been a beacon of hope around the country for immigrants coming from afar, hoping to make a better life, hoping to have a chance to create opportunity for themselves and their family and their children and their children's children. That's what America's always stood for. We've been very proud of that for generations. And this administration has turned all of that upside down, wrapped itself in this rhetoric of hatefulness and mean-spiritedness. And Avello is a part of that. So for Avello to say there's precedence, we're only doing what others have done, is nonsensical and insincere.
Avello's final flight out of Humboldt is scheduled for December 2nd, 2025. While the airline is leaving California, the national debate over deportations and the role of private companies in carrying them out shows no sign of grounding. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.